107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got lots to talk about. Joining us in studio, we've got Elizabeth Cooper here with United Way Perth Huron with a campaign update and so much more. Of course, we'll talk about coldest night of the year. And we're so pleased to have Derek Barnes here, Community Engagement Facilitator at the local community food center. Good morning to both of you, and I'm so glad you could arrive safely today.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Good morning, Jamie.
You don't like the weather forecast, just wait 5 minutes. It'll all completely change. Now, Elizabeth, let's start with you. We've got, gosh, this is amazing. This is more good news. I'm so excited to hear about this.
I know. I was excited about two or three days ago with our campaign amount, and now it's even better. So we're at 96% of our goal,
Wow. Which
is pretty amazing. We had a really, really big generous donation from a workplace. FIO Automotive did a workplace and a matching program, which is really, really beneficial. So that raises about 10% in one day.
Oh.
So as of Monday, we were 93, and now we're 96% of our goal. So we have raised $1,929,000. And we still have 5-6 weeks left to go of our campaign. So nothing wrong with that. We are jumping with joy here at the United Way. So we want to thank all the individuals and all the workplaces that have supported our campaign so far this year.
Oh, that is more great news. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website for all the details. Of course, we'll chat about coldest night of the year, which is coming up a week from Saturday. But let's get to Derek Barnes in on the conversation with the local community food center. And Derek, I understand you're also a coldest night of the year team captain as well, so you're going to be helping out with that too.
I am. It's been a while. We've put in a team in the past, but this year the staff are particularly excited about donning these yellow toques and making a round of the river with other community members.
Yeah, we so look forward to that. Local Community Food Center. Let's remind folks what the local is all about. I mean, you know, we head down Erie Street, we know it's there, but maybe there's some folks that just don't know what it all encompasses, how it's such a big part of our community.
Yeah, how I describe what a community food center is we cook, grow, share, and advocate for good food for everyone in our community. We consider access to good, healthy food a basic right. And until everybody has access, we're going to be doing our work at the local. We do that through community meals, kitchen skills programs. We run a community garden over at Dufferin Park. We have a low-cost produce market for community members. All sorts of things that we can think of. We're always thinking of new and exciting ways to reach that goal, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. How does United Way Perth Huron help make the local a reality?
Well, 10 years ago, we were one of the very first two community food centers outside of Toronto. The Stop Community Food Center was the original, and we were entirely under the umbrella of the United Way. So they incubated our community food center right from the get-go. And for the last 5 or 6 years, we've been on our own, but we still very much rely on the United Way for funding and also for partnership ideas. We're at the same advocacy tables a lot of the time.
Very nice. And we should mention, too, the Welcome Kitchens are going to be starting up next week. Is that right?
Yeah. Welcome Kitchen was an idea to reach a lot of the community members that may not have been through our doors in the past, and we invite them to come and meet some of the staff. Cook a few things with our community chefs when they have a day off from cooking those community meals and just have a good time and meet some neighbors.
Yeah, I love the local community food center. The facility on Erie Street is just amazing. It was so nice a while back for the last business after five. It was just so nice to be there to again see the facility. So the local community food center. Now with more restrictions being lifted, that benefits the local as well?
We sure hope so. We're crossing our fingers that this is
I'll knock on wood for you too.
Yep. But yeah, we've been up and down. We've been almost in emergency food mode since the pandemic started with community meals going out mainly by delivery and curbside pickup. But we've had some programming in small groups on and off, depending on the current restrictions. But we're hoping soon to be back to normal. So there's a glimmer of hope.
That's awesome. So if folks want more details about the local community food center, volunteering, of course, as well, what's the best way to reach out?
We've got our website, thelocalcfc.org. You can reach me or just drop by and I'm happy to give you a little tour.
Oh, and I got to ask about the truck because I know the truck was big news. Do you have the truck? Is the truck working? Is everything
yes,
good?
Yes, we have the truck. It was our biggest capital campaign fundraiser since we started, and especially with things being so tight economically, you know, we weren't exactly sure, but the community came through once again and we got our truck. It was actually the most difficult part about that, besides raising the funds, was finding a truck. There's a shortage of trucks available, but we found one. And now we just brought it to Toronto to get the refrigeration unit installed so that we can move food around the community.
Oh, that is more great news. So let's get Elizabeth back in on the conversation because we have Coldest Night of the Year coming up. Of course, Derek Barnes, also part of Coldest Night of the Year. Are we ready for a week from Saturday? It's coming up fast.
We are. You know, last night we just reached $100,000 in fundraising. And that's what we raised last year. And so we still have one more week. So we're obviously going to be very, very close to our goal of $126,000 we want. So we have 60 teams. So
nice.
Super, and 325 walkers. So so only 9 more days until the in-person event. So
yes, and be prepared for any weather.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, wear your clamp-ons and everything. I also want to note that Stratford Slip Sliders is the top team in town, and that's led by City Councillor Graham Bunting. They've raised over $10,000, and I think they're out of Canada. The Stratford Slip Sliders are number 25 out of over 4,000 teams across the country.
That's awesome.
Super, super great. And we also have some really, I wanted to mention some fun names that we have on the teams. We've got Libro Long Johns, the Smoothie Operators by Rio Thompson. I love it. We've got the Holy Walkers and a dentistry, Barlow Smizik Dentistry. They're one of our sponsors. Their team's called Chattering Teeth.
Oh, I love it. And if, you know, they of course are enjoying Coldest Night of the Year, and they'll be ready for a trivia night with those names as well.
Yeah, that's
trivia
right.
Team. There
yeah,
you go.
That's right. There you go.
So again, it's happening. It's coming up a week from Saturday. You can walk anytime during that week. You can also walk on your own time, but the in-person event is planned for Saturday, and that's happening at Upper
right.
Queens?
Upper Queens Park. Yeah, everybody should meet about 4:30. Opening ceremonies are at 4:45, and then walkers will start at 5. And what's really great at the end, we have soup from Soup Surreal,
yeah.
donated, amazing, as well as hot chocolate, courtesy of McDonald's, for all the walkers when you're finished. So make sure you bring a little bit of an appetite at the end of your walk. So really thankful for that, those sponsors.
You bet. Lots of great news with United Way Perth Huron and the local community food center for the Coldest Night of the Year. The website is cnoy.org. And of course, you can go to perthhuron.unitedway.ca for all of the details. Elizabeth Cooper and Derek Barnes, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Thanks, Jamie. A pleasure.